Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
A well-known psychiatrist meets with the Pelletier family. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this fascinating article that was published by Dr. Keith Ablow. He sat down for dinner with the Pelletier family, with Linda and Lou Pelletier, and also with three of the daughters. There's four daughters in the family, and he sat down with Julia, Jessica, and Jennifer. And these are fascinating insights that he presented in the article. He also is a contributor for Fox News, and he also is a physician who's a medical doctor specializing in psychiatry, and he works with Tufts Medical Center in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, and what Dr. Keith Ablow discovered comes as no surprise to Liberty Counsel. To you, Matt and Anita, you've been dealing and working with Lou and Linda Pelletier for some time now on Justina's case, her tragic travesty of a case. And what he discovered was that they are caring, loving parents, that the sisters are independent, they're warm, that it's not this, you know, environment that the court has, or not even the court, haven't even alleged, but this environment that the DCF essentially thinks is taking place, where the parents are somehow contributing to Justina's phantom psychological issue. She doesn't have any psychological issues, neither do the parents, and Dr. Keith Ablow discovered that pretty quickly.
Yeah, this is a case, if you haven't heard about it, it's been all over the news for the last couple of months. It's a case that Liberty Counsel is now involved with, but it began in January of 2013 when Justina was in private school and a competitive figure skater at the recommendation in February of 2013 of her treating physician, the chief of metabolic services at Tufts Medical Center in Boston. She was taken to Boston Children's Hospital. Why? So she could see her gastroenterologist, Dr. Alejandro Flores, who formerly was at Tufts, but then recently, about a month before, transferred to Boston Children's Hospital. She had developed a flu and gastrointestinal problems. At the recommendation of Dr. Corson from Tufts, the family took her to Boston Children's, hoping to get a direct admission to see him. But instead, they saw a brand-new doctor out of medical school from the Netherlands, 7 months out of medical school, who disagreed with the mitochondrial disease diagnosis without even talking to the treating physician, brought in a psychologist whose opinion was that one out of every two children that present with physical problems actually have nothing wrong with them. It's just in their head. And she said, no, it's in her head. Here's the new treatment plan. We're going to go down the psychological route. No more medical treatment. Medications are going to be taken away. You can't have a second opinion, and you can't talk about medical in the presence of your daughter. Sign this. And when the parents said, no, thank you, we'd like to see Dr. Flores, we're not calling him in, they said, then they wanted to discharge her, go back to Tufts, and that's when DCF got involved. And they have not had their daughter back since. And she has gone from a competitive figure skater to someone who's in a wheelchair. So Dr. Ablow, being in Boston, obviously is aware of the case. So this was a very risky scenario for the family to sit down with a psychiatrist and have dinner with mom and dad and the three children. If they had anything to hide, it was risky. But they obviously don't have anything to hide. And Dr. Ablow says he's a psychiatrist, but he doesn't stop being one when the appetizers are served. That, in fact, he still acknowledges, he looks at people, and he observed people in terms of their interaction. And as you said, he said the Pelletier family was warm and open. Each member acted autonomously and spoke freely during the dinner with no lawyers or public relations representatives present. The Pelletiers shared their heart, and no questions were off limits, he said. He also makes some other very poignant statements indicting Boston Children's Hospital.
Yeah, and like this shot over the bow of Boston Children's Hospital, DCF, and the juvenile court here. Dr. Abelow says, quote, "Since this is indeed the United States in 2014, many people would assume the sealed record of court proceedings involving the Pelletiers will eventually be revealed and will include verifiable allegations of horrific abuse of Justina." Well, what other reason would they possibly have for holding on to her unless there are these verifiable instances of you know, a horrific abuse? His point is, I think—
It's not there.
It's not there.
Yeah, the only way that they could justify this kind of intervention,
yeah,
if there was documented evidence of horrific
there is
abuse,
none.
And there is none, and he could detect none. In fact, as a psychiatrist, having a relaxing dinner. This is not where they were coming to a psychiatrist's office and being
no attorneys,
put into
no anybody
a chair and questioned.
Yeah.
This was a casual dinner,
right,
where your guard would be down.
Right.
And he observed, for example, when he was talking to the parents about something, that they were sincere, they didn't avoid any question, and that the other three daughters at times were just interacting with one another and very warm and affectionate. So this was a loving family. He also says this. He said, quote, "Children's Hospital," this is Boston Children's Hospital, "should be brought to its knees by paralyzing civil suits and criminal complaints. And the Commonwealth of Massachusetts," he says, "should be exposed for what it may have become, a state that, under the determined leadership of Governor Deval Patrick, who, by the way, threatened to jail anyone driving during a snowstorm this winter, teeters on the brink of abandoning all pretense of individual freedom," close quote.
Wow.
That is a strong statement from a physician. I have worked most of my legal career around physicians, deposed them, conferenced with them in many different areas and aspects, and they will tell you things about another medical facility or a medical doctor in private, but when you get them on deposition, they will not want to go there. They want to be more diplomatic. They will give you all the information that you are asking in private, but they will be careful about their public statements. But this doctor, who's a well-known psychiatrist, comes out publicly, pins his own article about this, and says this about Boston Children's Hospital. That is stunning.
It's chilling. His words are chilling, because not because of the nature of the allegation. It's because of the veracity of the allegation. In working on this case, we have discovered that all of these things that Dr. Abelow says about the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, DCF, Boston Children's, the seedy relationship that they have relative to taking in wards of the state, and then frees up Boston Children's Hospital to do these bizarre experiments on these children. Justina has been treated as a guinea pig, apparently, in this bizarre experimentation, and it makes you wonder, not wonder, pretty clearly, there's a conflict of interest here that by becoming a ward of the state, now they were able to do these experiments. Well, 14, almost 15 months later, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Justina is wasting away and her health is in serious danger.
Yeah, you can go to stopdcfnow.com. That's a Liberty Counsel website in which we are putting relevant information, fact information, other kinds of information that we're able to. Since it's in juvenile court, we can't put everything out there. But more and more that we see, the more and more it's just very obvious that Boston Children's Hospital and DCF are out of control in this case, but not only this case, but in other cases as well. And this insanity needs to stop. So go to stopdcfnow.com. You can also make an online contribution to Liberty Counsel to help support us in this case to free Justina. Liberty Counsel is working hard to make sure that Justina comes back home with her mom and dad, her three older sisters, and her grandmother, who hasn't been able to see her for 14 months.
Where are we now in the process, Matt?
Well, we have filed two different things. We filed an appeal, and we filed a habeas corpus at the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. We are about ready to file other proceedings in the next few days, and we'll be dropping different kinds of state and federal suits in the next few days, one after the other. Ultimately, ultimately, the goal is to free Justina, get her back home, and then to hold those that are responsible for this tragedy responsible for this outrageous conduct. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, StopDCF. That's like in the Department of Children and Families, StopDCFNow.com for more information about the Justina Pelletier case. Continue to pray for Justina and Lou and Linda and the sisters. This family has been through an unimaginable trial in the last 14 months. Pray for her soon release and her good health. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, StopDCFNow.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.